Thanks so much for joining us for another edition of KFFB's Open Mic program. And we do have Bob Pest with us. He's with the Ozark Foothills Film Fest going on today through Sunday, April 2nd through the 6th. And Bob, it's the 13th annual. Today is a big day in Batesville. And folks, especially at noon today, be free because it is great for those that don't like to get out at night, but it's also free.
That's right. We've been doing something at the Old Independence Regional Museum for about the last 8 years, and the program is an hour to an hour and a half. It's, as you said, for people who don't like to drive at night and also people who work at night. And this year we have four short films during this. One of them, Reconciliation, is about a father and his son who had not spent much time together or are now getting things together. Another one, A Man Without Words, and this is a very interesting, very, very interesting movie about a man who literally cannot talk. Several people are working with him in the film to try and get him to talk, but for some reason he has no language, and it's a very powerful film, and it was made by Zach Godshall, who was been at the festival several times. He made the movie about God's Architects, which is a very good one. The Reconciliation is by Zach Robertson, who is going to be attending, which has been unusual for us to have someone attending. Then we have, in addition to that, we're going to be showing Wednesday night a movie called Medora, which is about a town in Indiana, Medora, which had the plant close, which, as you know, in any rural community, when the plant closes, the town really has problems. But also, their high school basketball team loses 22 games in a row. So the film is basically about how they come back and how the next year they put the community and the basketball team back together. And that's a wonderful, wonderful film. The filmmaker will be here for this, and it's really awesome. And this one will be showing at the Landers. And for people who've never been at the new Landers building, it is beautiful on the inside. And they use that, of course, for church, but it's also used for other events.
You know, the filmmaker, LaDora Sella, is going to be attending. And that's kind of neat because, well, she takes questions as well.
Yes, she does.
So that'll be something. That's tonight at 7 p.m. And the tickets, what a bargain, Bob.
I know, yes. $3 for seniors and students, and $4 for other people. And then it's $5. $4 for members, and then $5 for adults. And yeah, and we also have various ways that you can buy a group of tickets and things like that. And we really do try and keep it as inexpensive. For example, here for our showcases, they're $5, $4, or $3, and we never go above $5. Regular admission, adults age 55 and over, is $5. Foothills Film Society members are $4, and then other people are $3, $4, $5. So it works really well. I mean, there's a lot of value in those particular programs, and people get a lot out of them. And the filmmakers will do questions and answers after the film, so it's going to be really exciting, and I think people will learn a lot.
All right, we'll send folks over tonight at 7 p.m. and today at noon at the Ozark Foothills Film Fest going on today through Sunday, April 2nd through the 6th. You can find all this information at the website, correct, Bob?
Absolutely, absolutely. And our programs, and people can pick those up for free, you know, at the Daylight Donuts, all those Elizabeth's restaurant, etc. We'll have them out there and people can get them for free.
And we've been talking with Bob Pass with the 13th annual Ozark Foothills Film Fest going on now through Sunday. You can find the complete list at OzarkFoothillsFilmFest.org.